got a question about coffins?
What about them?
We want a soft one. You know, like if you were lying down in one. We want one that feels soft. Adele?
I don't sleep in the coffins.
I never said you did. I'm just asking if you give them a test drive, you know, like modern user experience.
Absolutely not. Thank you for calling Nobility Funerals. Goodbye.
Though I can manage. I've managed for the last 10 years, so you're a little late for the knight in shining armour routine. Look around you. I made all of this. And you weren't here, were you? No. You've given up on me a long time before the accident.
It's not much, but it's a start. My brother lives in Ontario. I've given you the address. He'll be able to hide you until things calm down.
You're a very brave little girl, Alice. You deserve to be happy.
Let me know when you make it over there, all right? And be careful.
Hiya. So I came in last week to drop off my CV. I saw that you had the thing in the window asking for extra help. Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, I see. So, it's already gone.
I say, do you like my sword? I slayed a dragon with it.
That's horrible. Dragons are endangered.
I know. Want to touch it?
Nope.
Hey, babes. Just leaving you a voice note to let you know that Darren and I are heading down the pub later. But, oh my God, we need to talk about what happened with Katie last week. Oh, I cannot believe it. I mean, the way she spoke to him, I mean... Anyway, we will discuss this another time because this has turned into a podcast. All right, my darling, I'll see you soon. Lots of love, babes. Take care, bye.
They fought for me, only to have their arms taken, their legs taken, even their heads taken. It's quite the lark when you think about it.
I saw those things, and more, and I don't mind admitting it scared me. I came away from that experience terrified for the future of humanity, because it is only a matter of time until we run across a species that has the power to end us once and for all.